Here's Check on Stores. We're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Some meetings coming up today in Sharon Park and Recreation, scheduled for a meeting at 6 p.m. tonight. The Falls Village Planning and Zoning meeting has been continued until tonight. The Falls Village Planning and Zoning meeting on the possible building of new affordable housing in town. That'll be held tonight via Zoom at 6:30. In a meeting, the town board workshop meeting for tonight will be held at the first floor town hall at 7 p.m. The Center for Food Studies at Bard College at Simon's Rock presents their 7th annual Think Food Conference as a virtual event on Zoom both Saturday the 3rd and Sunday the 4th, with special opening workshops coming up on Friday, October 2nd. The Think Food 7 will feature panels with practical takeaways to help you eat, shop, and think about food in a more sustainable way. More information at their website, simons-rock.edu. The Kent Memorial Library is offering virtual music access program for coffeehouse-style musical performances the first Friday of the month at 7 p.m. Proposed remaining lineup includes the KC Sisters on Friday, Spin Music November 6th, and Wanda Houston and George Potts on December 4th. At the Sharon Playhouse, Wanda Houston has her patio dinner show coming up Friday at 6:30 at 8 p.m. To see if tickets are still available, sharonplayhouse.org. Running from October 3rd through October 31st, the Berkshire Botanical Garden has their Harvest Festival reimagined, a month-long celebration at the garden. More information is available at 413-298-3926. A fabric swap October 3rd from 12 to 1:30 at the Sheffield Town Park Pavilion on Frederick Lane in Sheffield. Bring fabric, notions, yarn, arts, and crafts no longer being used. Take home items you need or want. It's a free event. Masks and social distancing are required. More information at 413-627-1154. Sharon Audubon announces in-person and online offerings at the Sharon Audubon Center at 325 Cornwall Bridge Road in Sharon. Coming up this Saturday from 1 until 2 p.m., Moose in Connecticut online via Zoom by Sharon Audubon Center. A sign-up is required at their website. A benefit for the Cummings family, Veterans Field in Sharon, Connecticut, October 3rd from 1 till dusk. And that's the maximum dosage ban. There's 50-50 raffles, and Connecticut COVID rules are in effect. Sharon Playhouse presents Connecticut Virtuosi Chamber Orchestra Four Seasons by Vivaldi, October 3rd at 8 p.m. More information is available at sharonplayhouse.org. Parking is limited to 52 cars. Once again on Sunday, Sharon Playhouse featuring a movie to benefit the Millerton Movie House. More information on that movie is available at millertonmoviehouse.net. In Pine Plains, to protect poll workers from COVID-19, the town of Pine Plains polling place has been changed from Pine Plains Town Hall to the Sissing Center on Election Day. Sissing Center located at 2950 in Pine Plains. In Sharon, voting will be taking place at the Sharon Center School. Registration in Kent is open for the annual Chamber of Commerce Pumpkin Run, which will be held virtually from Thursday, October 22nd to Sunday, October 25th for the 44th iteration of the run. KentCT.com. On Monday, September 21st, the Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission began the first session of a public hearing on an application to build affordable housing in Lakeville. It was held on Zoom. The Salisbury Housing Committee is proposing building within 13 apartments in a town-owned site at 11 Holly Street, now occupied by a small parking lot and small park at the intersection of Holly Street and Main Street, Route 44 in Lakeville. The hearing has been continued till Thursday, October 8th at 5:30. The Connecticut House moved yesterday to give towns and cities a head start on processing absentee ballots earlier than otherwise allowed. A record number of voters is expected to take advantage of a temporary change for the 2020 elections, allowing only any voter concerned about being exposed to COVID-19 to vote absentee. Under the House bill, clerks will be able to start opening the outer envelope of the absentee ballot October 30th at 5 p.m. and verifying the elector signed the inner envelope that contains the ballot. In Great Barrington, the town meeting decided to let market regulate the number of retail pot shops. Voters rebuffed efforts to limit the number of retail marijuana stores in town. The special town meeting voters said no to the planning board's attempt to limit the number of retail cannabis stores to 7. It's a decision that pleases town officials and others who think the free market should regulate what kinds of stores and how many open shop in town. Chase Home Farm has been bestowed with the 2020 Good Earthkeeping Award. Congratulations to them. That story can be found in the Millerton News. Connecticut has extended the residential eviction moratorium through the end of the year. The extension, according to the governor, is meant to protect tenants who were current on their rent at the beginning of the pandemic and have paid at least a portion of their rent since. Also, Lamont announced that he's doubling funding from $20 to $40 million for the temporary rental housing assistance program for Connecticut residents impacted by COVID-19. And COVID is alive in Columbia County. There's been a slight uptick in the number of positive coronavirus cases. After several months of steady COVID numbers, the county saw 5 new positive coronavirus cases in the past week. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day today at 27,781.70, the NASDAQ at 11,167.51, and the S&P 500 at 3363.00. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.